You guys, it's been a minute, yeah? You're welcome once again to this podcast, Random Thoughts with Dumibi. And today's podcast promises to be so educating and enlightening. I just hope you drag your friend along, get popcorn, and then relax and listen to this podcast. So today I'll be talking about dealing with no. If you follow us on Instagram, you should see the outline, the topic outline. And the second topic there is dealing with no. I want to, you know, there are no rules to it, yeah, but then I try as much as possible to go according to the outline. So dealing with no, life is about going for things. And when we do, rejection is always a possibility. Life is about pushing. We hear it always. Go for that job. Fake this, fake that. Why not propose to that babe? You never can tell. She could say yes. You know, we hear this, but then we neglect the, you know, rejection part, which is always a possibility. Rejection doesn't have to be about the big stuff, like not getting into your top college, not making the team, or, you know, not getting accepted by that babe you've been eyeing. Everyday situations can lead to feelings of rejection too. Like if your joke didn't get a laugh, you know how bad you can feel. You know, if no one remembered to save you a seat at the lunch table, or if the person you really like talks to everyone but you. Feeling rejected is the opposite of feeling accepted. But being rejected doesn't mean someone isn't liked, valued, or important. I think you just need to pause at this point and sink this in. That you're rejected doesn't mean you're not important, or you don't exist, or you're not valued. It just means that one time in one situation with one person, things didn't work out. Rejection hurts. I'm not disputing the fact that it does, but it's impossible to avoid it. People who become too afraid of rejection might hold back from going after something they want. So how do you cope with rejection? The better we get at dealing with rejection, the less it affects us. Here are some ideas that could help you. First, be honest. Be honest. You know, let's start with your feelings. If you get rejected, acknowledge it to yourself. Don't try to brush it off or pretend it's not painful. Instead of thinking I shouldn't feel this way, think about how normal it is to feel like you do, given your situation. So yeah, feel it. Be honest. Tell yourself, okay, I feel rejected at this point. But then, it's bound to happen, yeah? Then notice how intense your feelings are. Did this rejection upset you a lot or just a little? Cry if you want to. It is human to cry. I feel crying is a beautiful thing. One of the most beautiful things I've ever come across. I'm telling you the gospel truth. I cry whenever I feel like, because it's a natural way to release emotion. Now move on to name what you're really feeling. For example, I really feel disappointed that I didn't get chosen for the school play. I wanted it so badly and I tried so hard. I felt left out because my friends made it and I didn't. Tell yourself what it is that you feel rejected about. If you want, tell someone else what happened. I think this one helps me a lot. You know, after talking to myself and sometimes it doesn't, you know, work out, I look for someone and I either call, place a call, or text, you know, or sit and talk with someone about, tell the person how I feel. I pick someone who will listen and someone who can be supportive. Telling someone can help you for two reasons. One, it can be reassuring to know that someone understands what you're going through and how it feels. Two, it forces you to put your feelings into words. That way you can go through it and you can get over it. Whether you decide to share your feelings with someone else or simply think about them yourself, acknowledging feelings can help you move beyond painful emotions. Then, be positive. Be positive. When you're dealing with a painful emotion like rejection, it's easy to get caught up in the bad feeling. But dwelling on the negative stuff can feel like living the experience over and over again. Not only does it keep hurting, it becomes harder to get past the rejection. So admit how you feel, but don't dwell on it. Avoid talking or thinking about it non-stop. Why? Negative thinking influences our expectations and how we act. Getting stuck in a negative outlook might even bring about more rejection. It certainly doesn't inspire a person to try again. So, you know, talk about it, feel it, but then be positive about it. Examine your thought soundtrack. Now on to what you think. Consider how you're explaining the rejection to yourself. Are you being too hard on yourself? It's natural to wonder, why did this happen? When you give yourself an explanation, be careful to stick to the facts. Tell yourself, I got turned down because I'm not because the person didn't want to go with me. Yeah? Don't tell yourself you got turned down because you're not attractive or you're a loser. Those aren't facts. They are you imagining a reason, reading too much into a situation. If put down thought like this starts creeping into your mind, shut them down. Self-blaming or put down thinking can exaggerate our faults and lead us to believe stuff about ourselves that simply isn't true. This kind of thinking crowds out hope and a belief in ourselves. The very things we need to get past feeling bad and want to try again. If you start blaming yourself for the rejection or put yourself down, you can start believing you will always be rejected. Thoughts like, I'll never get a date, you know, or no one will ever like me, amplify a simple rejection to disaster level. Rejection can hurt a lot, I'm not disputing that fact, and it can be terribly disappointing, but it's not the end of the world. So also, what you need to do is to keep things in perspective. Tell yourself, okay, so I got rejected this time, maybe next time I'll get a yes, or well, you know, this is what happened. I don't like it. It's not how I wanted things to work out, but everyone gets rejected and I can try again. Think about what you are good at and what's good about you. Remember signs when you've been accepted, when you made the cut, when someone told you yes. Think of all the people who like and support you. Give yourself credit for trying. You took a risk, good for you. Remind yourself that you can handle the rejection. Even though you are torn down now, it will be another opportunity, another time. Get philosophical. Sometimes things happen for a reason we don't always understand. Then use rejection for your advantage. A rejection is a chance to consider if there are things we can work on. It's okay to think about whether there is room for improvement or if your goals were higher than your skills. If your skills weren't strong enough this time, maybe you need to work on your game, your studies, your interview technique, or whatever it takes to improve your chances of getting accepted next time. Use the rejection as an opportunity for self-improvement. Sometimes a rejection is a harsh reality check, but if you approach it right, it could help nudge you in a direction that turns out to be the perfect fit for your talent, personality, and all the really great things that make you who you are. So guys, I hope you got something from today's podcast. It's okay to get rejected. It's okay to feel bad when you're rejected. But then don't remain there. Don't remain there. Get past it. You know, move. Talk to yourself. Say positive things to yourself. You are all the goodness and all the magic this world needs. I hope you don't forget that. I'm still your girl, Jimmy B. And by tomorrow or by the next time you'll be listening to this podcast, I'll be talking about rejection from another angle. I'll be talking about rejection from the angle of saying no. So that is that for today. And I hope that I hear from you soon. Drop your comments, share to your friends, and the Lord will keep blessing us. Thanks and go blaze, my people.